Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. I'm Cliff.
Hello, Cliff. I'm Brett.
Okay, nice.
Did you like that odd pause?
No, I didn't. You always seem... like shocked by the bit where you just need to say hello and your name.
Yeah, because sometimes I think I might say I'm someone else.
Sometimes you do say that.
I know, but I don't know. You know, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. So,
well, what you got
it's
there?
It's one of the times. What?
What you drinking?
It's the cider.
The cider. What's it called again? Huntington's Lodge.
No, all. I tell you what, Cliff. All those ones. Now I'm sick to the stomach of them.
Oh, why?
Yeah, because they're just horrible. So I'm on a posh one called Inches.
Inches? It sounds like a terrible horror film. No.
It does, doesn't it? He has the...
Let's see. Okay. Is it posh?
Yeah, well, quite
it's
posh.
It's colourful. Looks like a children's storybook, that, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? I mean, it's to entice the little
kid. Can you see what I'm on?
Sagres. No,
I'm going to say Sagres. I think it's good. I'm going to pronounce that last S with a sh.
It's Portuguese. Why is it Czech? Oh, Portuguese. It's Portuguese.
Tell you what I like about Portuguese is when you refer to people who are Portuguese, especially in football, they just say the Portuguese.
The Portuguese.
So I just read something about who's Portuguese I was reading about the other day. Let's say it was Nuno Espirito Santo.
Right, okay. Just been reading about that. Can you remember the Chelsea doctor who Mourinho sacked?
That was it. That's what I was reading.
I knew it was that.
apparently she had inappropriate relationships with players whose legs she was rubbing.
Yeah, I mean, who can blame the players? Of course it is. I mean, she was a lookout, weren't you? Until Mourinho got rid of her.
Well, now we know why. Well, yes, so that was it. And it described her as the Portuguese wielded more power than Mourinho was prepared to accept. And I thought, that sounds like the nation, the whole nation of Portuguese people. But every time I read it, I like it. I'm sure there must be other nationalities that get referred to in that way, but that's the only one you read in that way regularly,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think it is. They should make a film of that lady, shouldn't they? Just called The Masseuse.
The Masseuse, yeah. Inches and The Masseuse.
It could be like an erotic thriller from the 90s, couldn't it? Yeah. It would be really good.
Sorry, and of course, Masseuse. Shannon Tweed.
Should that dye your hair, though, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm, she would. So, yes, I mentioned Nuno Espirito Santo because he seems to be on...
But his name's in the Bible.
He seems
is that
to
why
be
you mention him?
Hell-bent on getting sacked and getting a big payout from his new Portuguese team. What,
in the Saudi League? Is this the Benzema thing?
Because I'm not playing him. He doesn't fit my style of play. And I would imagine the people who own that club would prefer to keep Benzema for a year.
Well, of course.
Until he's old.
They haven't just signed him just to get rid of him after a couple of games, something.
So there's rumours that because they also signed the guy Jota from Celtic. or 25 million. He was like the first signing of the summer.
Signed exercise book.
A good, but it's but the what they thought they were getting was the player that it was backed with, who was Diogo Jota, who played for Liverpool. So I think they signed the wrong Jota, because why would they sign that guy from Celtic? He's like, he wouldn't even get in Premier League teams. He's crap.
I don't know. Did you ever call it a Jota?
No, of course. I don't think I would have called a school book a Jota, but I've definitely had a Jota.
I haven't thought of that name, just a Jota.
What do you think about the ones that's the squares? Do you ever play that?
Where they confuse you.
But where like,
you sometimes getting a Jota and it's like, it's confusing.
And it's just dots inside instead of lights.
Yeah. or sometimes that line on the left-hand side. What's it called?
The margin.
I don't know.
The margin. Your working's in the margin.
Yeah. Sometimes that's massive, isn't it? Unnecessarily. I mean, why?
A thicker line.
Yeah. I don't like that. Hey, Cliff, you know that you mentioned the football and that. Are the Saudis going like crazy mad for the football now because they've signed all these players?
Well, I don't think more than they were. It's a bit of a misconception about the league is that it's like a new Chinese kind of thing, but that league's been going for years. Like Al Ahly gets 40,000 fans anyway before they started signing these players. It's not like a new setup. They just obviously have decided to pump it with money to try and make it more globally recognized. But the clubs that are signing all these players are like traditionally big clubs. Saudi's got a much longer history of professional football than most other places around here have. So it's like, it's a bit of both, I think. Like it wasn't totally shit before. There was always some players there, but the signing of the players that they have now has obviously elevated it around the world. And, you know, you'll be able to watch the Saudi League, I'm sure, on a channel in England and stuff like that, whereas you wouldn't have been able to do that before. But I know Iniesta's just signed for a club here. So some of the lads wanted to go watch him. He signed for, it's just called Emirates Club. It's in Ras Al Khaimah. It's a bit too far for me to go to watch a 38-year-old midfielder, to be honest.
He's a bit of a legend, though, isn't
it? Oh, he's a legend. Like, when he plays closer in Dubai, I'll probably go watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that.
Do you know what Iniesta's nickname is, Cliff?
I'm going to say it's something like Little Wizard.
No, it's the Glowworm.
The Glowworm? Why?
Because he's Spanish, obviously, but he doesn't have very dark skin. He's got very light skin.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why they called him that. Like, his skin glows. Mm-hmm. Bit of a fact for you there.
Mm-hmm, it is, isn't it? Outside of all of this nonsense,
yes,
we decided we were going to do like some quicker podcasting with just make sure we spoke to each other and catch up a little bit more. So you picked something that I absolutely loved when I was a kid.
Yes.
Do you want to do a synopsis? It's Badfink.
It's Badfink, yes. Of course I can do a synopsis. So Badfink is an American animated series consisting of 5-minute short that first aired in 1966.
Wow, is that old?
Cliff, you definitely own a pair of 5-minute shorts, don't you? For sure. They're probably red, aren't they? They lasted quite a while.
They lasted around 20 years. By the end, it was just a waistband.
It was. They were in terrible tennis. Badfink is a superhero bat who fights crime with the help of his sidekick Karate and the aid of his supersonic radar and wings made of solid steel.
Mm. Who's the policeman?
He's just the chief, isn't he?
Is he having
just the chief. So the thing is about this, it's like, it's an amalgamation of two programs from the 60s. It's the Green Hornet, right? Which, if you've ever seen the Bruce, I haven't actually seen the program, but I've seen like Bruce Lee story and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And Bruce Lee was in that. He was like the driver.
Not in the Green Hornet. You don't mean the Seth Rogen film? from a few
years ago. That's a remake of the old 60s TV series, isn't it? But yeah, and obviously Batman. So it's a mixture of the two, isn't it?
Is there no Dick Tracy in there?
Maybe.
I think that because there was a similar short cartoon around that got shown at the same time in the same style. So maybe I think that's part of it.
The thing that reminded us of Dick Tracy, I guess, was the baddies and the way that they were always talking that Chicago-y kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Al Capone, they're all kind of like that, aren't they?
So this was, I didn't realize it's from the 60s. It makes perfect sense. It used to be on when we were kids in the 80s. Was it like a little cartoon that broke up like Wide Awake Club or something like that? Or was
That's
it
exactly
on,
what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing, I remember watching it, and I couldn't find anything about it, but I remember watching it on The Big Breakfast, but I don't know if I'm getting The Big Breakfast confused with the Wide Awake Club. Do you know what I mean?
I can't remember it on The Big Breakfast, but maybe they kind of brought it back in an ironic way in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, because I loved it as a kid. Same as you. Absolutely loved it.
I loved it. It was good because it was a bit like Batman and stuff, but he was but a bat rather than a man. Oh. So it had that extra element of it. His catchphrase, "My wings are like a shield of steel," was always absolutely class. He had that. Yeah, it was cool, wasn't it? And it was funny.
It was.
So it was like, he's hard.
5 minutes. I mean, to cram a show into 5 minutes, a cartoon, it's just genius, I think, isn't it? Absolutely genius.
But it is also funny. I think that's what's good about it.
It is also funny. That's true. That's true. So again, like I say, as a kid, I absolutely loved it. It was by a man called Hal Seeger.
Okay. Did Hal Seeger do anything else?
Not really.
Bat Fink's my one idea.
Pretty much that's it. But I mean, if it's Bat Fink, then it's all right.
But you used to like pull his wings around, didn't you? So you would pull like your jacket round or something, wouldn't you? Go, "My wings are like a shield of steel."
Exactly. I mean, obviously you've said it in the playground. I've said it in the playground. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just bring your coat around, like, over your face. Yeah. You say that.
Because in the playground, you did many things with the coat. Remember, it was like a windy day, and you would do that thing where you put your coat above your head like that.
Bring it up like that.
You'd almost take off.
Well, I very much doubted, but we definitely thought we
would. Yeah, I thought it was going to take off. The winds are quite terrible in the northeast of England, you know.
Brett, did you ever try and wear your coat in a cool manner? Like, over your shoulders, the sleeves like kind of loosely tied with it over your shoulder or around your waist.
I've done that around my waist before.
Funny one, isn't it?
But that's a funny one, but that's only because it was an unusually hot day and I had like a big coat on. That's the only reason. This is a terrible story to tell you, Cliff, but I'm going to tell you it anyway. I once had a Puma King jacket, right? It was massive, like a manager's jacket.
Yeah, of course, all the ridge.
All the ridge, yeah. It was really long, like it was down to nearly my shins and stuff like that because it was so big. And I was walking home from school and I was a bit bored, so I had a wank walking home from school because nobody could... Nobody can tell because of the large manager's jacket. There you go. What do you think of that?
I think
you can't critique that at all, can you?
I'm saying nothing, Brett. I'm saying nothing. What an interesting idea. That's all I'm saying.
Well, it just took us. I mean, nobody would have been able to tell. The jacket was just so big.
Funny, aren't they, football manager jackets? Like, there was a point where you kind of grew out of them, didn't you? Like, probably at about 13, you're like, you didn't really want the football manager jacket anymore. But remember that time with the big Umbro ones? You had Puma King. But it was Umbro was like probably the standard bearer of that coat, wasn't it?
It probably was. I mean, imagine the amount of football managers that have had a wank while they're
you wouldn't know, would you?
In the dugout.
That's primarily why Arsene Wenger had that big quilted number.
Exactly. I mean, I must admit, Cliff, there was a little stumble at the end. People might have... People might have thought I was boozed up. But I doubt anybody was watching anyway. So there you go.
I hope not. It would have been horrendous.
It would have. So yes, bad think.
Well, bad to bad think. Bat to bad think.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a David Bowie song.
Yes.
So you made us watch an episode. You asked us to watch an episode called Jumping Jewelry.
Jumping Jewelry. It's good,
isn't it? It's good. Like, I love the voiceover. I love the police chief. I like karate. Karate!
Yeah. I mean, the thing about karate, at the start, he had a bit of a, let's say, an accent that wouldn't be allowed these days. But they changed that halfway through. They sort of realised the mistake and
I think it would be allowed if it was being made by an actual Chinese man. But it obviously wasn't.
No, it was like a caricature of a Chinese man and Chinese voice and all that kind of stuff. But unlike the programme we watched on Friday last week, that actually changed all that. And and this was 1966, not 1984. So
yeah, right, they've fair done enough. Well there.
Yeah. But I'm like you, I just thought it was great, man, Batfink. And he's a super hero. He's got his wings of steel and stuff like that. He gets into some scrapes, doesn't he? But he always gets out of them. Because some mm-hmm. of the episodes would end on like a cliffhanger, a bit like Batman would, remember the old TV series.
So the kind of language and the visuals, it's a cartoon, obviously, not a live action show like Batman, Adam West Batman, but the kind of visuals and the way the fights would happen and the language he would use and the police would use is pretty much the same as that, right?
And the letters with these supersonic sort of thing with the
right, I burped there. The letters beep.
I didn't, gladly, I didn't know.
Well, I've alerted you to it now.
Well, you shouldn't have. You should have just let it lie.
I know,
you?
But I was worried.
No, well, don't be. I mean, you're the editor, you can just end it out.
I'll put it into the middle of one of your sentences.
Blame it on me. Can I do things like that, man? Definitely not. So this episode, Cliff, the reason why I picked this, obviously we could have watched the first episode, couldn't we?
Yeah.
That would have been
this
easy.
This is episode 37.
This is episode 37. But the reason that I've picked this particular episode is because Batfink, obviously, mm-hmm. has to apprehend someone from the big circus.
It's amazing. So the jumping jewelry refers to that there's just basically jewelry like a hopping on it of its own accord, leaving a jewelry shop and bouncing along mm-hmm. the road. And then you can't see it, but they go to investigate and they're like, well, look, it's that flea there. So they're like talking to it, talking about and chasing a flea that you can't really see. You can't tiny, tiny amount. You just see a little dot sometimes. But I just thought it was so hilarious that they're talking about this heist done by a flea that nobody can see. But then
Cliff. I like the when Batfink came to the conclusion that it was a flea, right? Because everyone was miffed. The chief was miffed, apart from me scratching and itching and stuff like that, trying to investigate it. And who would have done this? And he just comes to the conclusion it was a flea, like a flea. He just immediately comes to the answer.
It. They see it, and karate's about to karate chop it.
Chop it, obviously. Chops everything, doesn't
he? No, don't do it. He says, obviously, the flea. It's not the flea to blame, but he'll lead us to the real culprit. So,
Marvin, the flea. This is Marvin, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Give him a name and everything.
They follow it to the flea circus, where the mm-hmm. ringleader has trained his fleas to go and steal things from jewelry shops.
Yeah. Wonderful idea, isn't it? Professor Hopper, as well. That's what he's called.
It's so good.
It so is. Good. It's amazing. It's a wonderful method for stealing things, I think, to mm-hmm. train the fleas, isn't it?
It is. I think you could probably do that with monkeys. But obviously,
yeah, but people can see the monkeys. The joy of it is that nobody can see the fleas doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
And also, it's like that fascination that me and you had with the flea circus.
Of course, the flea circus.
Do you know what I mean? which is why the podcast is called Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus.
Amazing. I love it because it has that essence of this is just, you've just got a small, big Ferris wheel going around and we're meant to believe there's fleas on it.
Yeah, and it's like mechanical. It's like it's just a ruse, isn't it? That the fact that the fleas are doing these things, it's all mechanical and stuff. But it's so, you just say, "Oh, it's the fleas that are doing it," and people believe it. It's wonderful, the idea of a flea.
So if you get people to do that, why not get fleas to do the robberies?
Exactly.
So I thought it was great. It was good. It was 4.5 minutes long. It was fun. The style and everything of it, I thought was fantastic. And I thought it was really funny. And it just took us back to just loving it as a kid. And I think that the fact that it had that kind of pop art 60s, like kind of, all that, not quite jive talk, but you know, like there's always a bit of that with the Batman stuff, the way they talk to each other is like a little bit kind of hip.
The Batman stuff was trying to get into the hippie stuff and all that famously, wasn't it? And all the 60s stuff. But this is a bit, like you say, a little bit Dick Tracy in that. It just reminded me of waking up in the morning and then being bored probably by, you know, the morning television. And then all of a sudden, Batfink would come on and it would just be mint and I'd be ready for school then. You know, I'd want to get
actually
up.
Was it not in a Wide Awake Club? It was in normal like TVAM, right? Like normal adult show. Because the other show, the other kids program that came on as part of that was Roland Rat.
Well, Roland Rat, he was always in there, wasn't he? With like
But that was again, that was just like segmented in with the adult TVM, I think just stop
because the weird thing I always think of the Wide Awake Club is Timmy Mallett, on a Saturday, Do you know what I think? I'm sure you do as well.
Because there was the Wide Awake Club and then there was Whack-A-Day, right? So
Whack-A-Day,
I can't remember which one was which, but they were both the same, but one was like in the holidays, it was on,
I just enjoyed the fact as a kid that there was something for me on in the morning. Parents could go off, make a cup of coffee, and it'd be finished when they'd be back anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's just because it's 5 minutes, you could do that. That's just absolutely, it's genius, isn't it? You could sell that all over the world, couldn't you, for that type of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently, Batfink's a lot more popular in the UK than America. It's like a cult thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's probably for that reason, because we're so used to seeing it in the morning.
And there's like loads of shows like this in America, I think, that weren't necessarily popular in the UK, like Hong Kong Phooey and Squiddly Diddly.
And Catch the Pigeon. Remember, that used to be on
that was class, though. Wacky Races. That would Catch the Pigeon, then it was Wacky Races. Catch the Pigeon was the one in the air, wasn't it?
Catch the Pigeon.
Dick Dastardly was the common denominator between those two shows.
That's right. Who was the pink lady in the pink car? She was all right, wasn't she?
Penelope Pitstop,
that's it, exactly.
She was good, yeah.
She was good. But so...
I remember her.
I wish I had that coat, Cliff.
I can't see your bottom half, so do whatever you like.
You can only do it in the coat, you know.
Well, that's that. I don't know if we have a quiz. I haven't done one, but I know we've got music.
We have got music. We certainly have. Hey, Cliff, did you know that there's for Batfink in the last episode, there's an origin story for Batcliff?
Oh, is it?
Batcliff. 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 I wish you were Batcliff.
Good name, that.
It is a good name. So, well, I'm talking about his car, the Batalat and stuff. But in the last episode, it's revealed that he grew up in a plutonium mine, Batfink.
Okay.
And that's how he got his super strength powers. And he saved his mother, who fell because some robbers turned up, with his wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And and he had to get his wings replaced. And Karate's dad, who was a blacksmith, made him the steel wings. So that's how he got them.
There okay.
Thought you'd like to know.
Where was Karate? What was the Karate?
Karate was just outside of the mine, chopping wood with his hands.
Okay, fine. Of course that was.
Of course he was. Exactly.
Right.
But yeah, a good show, what in it? It's a good one.
Yeah, really good. Brett, the music. But, I haven't listened to it. I couldn't get it.
Have you not?
I've got a real problem on my phone that if I download music on my phone, it'll only let us play it in Spotify. But obviously I'm trying to play something that's from my phone through something that is not meant to do that. So
Spotify's took over your phone, has it?
Yeah, and I can't listen to anything unless it's on there. So I will. Well, you'll like it anyway. It's from Ekranoplan.
That's right.
And it's from the album Deutsch.
Go on, you can say the album.
Deutsche, Italianisch, probably, Freundschaft. So I think that means it's the Dutch, Italianisch, friendship.
Well, I would have said Italianzi, but, you know, I don't know.
That wouldn't be how you would pronounce it in Dutch, in German.
In Dutch. In Dutch. Well, he is actually from Italy. He's from Galatio.
Oh, is he? Okay, nice.
Yes. Not that you probably know what Galatio means. It's only people in the UK who know what that is.
Well,
anyway.
The cover of this album is some people outside a Mason's Lodge. I think, is that what it is?
I don't know. If that's what you've took from it, fair enough.
So what's the song called?
It's called Ekranoplan Theme, and it's very sort of John Carter-y, analog synthy. You'll like it. I like the sound of that.
All right, yes, then. So we'll listen to it, of course, and let's play it now. And we'll see you next time for something a bit more substantial. We're talking horror-y TV kind of stuff, but I still need to work out if I've got it. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.